morning to anybody here or anybody who's listening on air. Back home in Eretz Yisrael, with many times we have the opportunity to thank the Magid Hashir and those who organize this shiurim, and I'd like to do that here today as a forward to my speech. I thank you for having me, and I give my compliments to Mr. Rabson for all the organizing of this shiurim. I'd also like to take the opportunity to give credit to the unsung heroes of this project, which is, gentlemen, everybody who comes here to listen to this shiurim. So the shiurim can be organized and you can get a speaker. So there's got to be someone to talk to. So I thank you for all coming here. And the Shari Tshuva writes that when someone gives the kavod to Talmud Chacham, I suppose the same goes to when someone comes to learn Torah. The Shari Tshuva writes in Shai Gimel, Ois Kuf Men Zayin, he writes that one of the 3 points in the idea of being mechaber to Talmud Chacham, he says the third one is that when people are mechaber to Talmid Chachamim, it awakens many people from their slumbers and makes them many hearts from their sleeping. When they see Kavod HaTorah and they recognize the mile of the Torah, so they also, their hearts also opened up for love of Torah, and they're also inspired to learn Torah. So there may be only, there's a few dozen here come every single day, it's wonderful, but how many people are inspired outside, you'll never know. The one thing that everybody here can know and be proud of is that in your credit that people outside are inspired to learn Torah because of this project of Start the Day the Torah Way. I just want to tell you a story about someone else who used to start the day the Torah Way. His story is about the Shimon Sofer, the lawyer of. He led his community beyond Rama many years back in Eloy, and at the age of 95 was deported together with his community, Hashem Yimkun Domei. He used to start the day the Torah way. Every morning he would daven, and after davening, still enwrapped in his talis and tefillin, he would sit down to learn. Next to his Beis Medrash, he had a small room, and it was the Beis Din Tzimmah. The Beis Din Tzimmah was where the Beis Din would convene when people would come with Shabbos, and they would see the people there, and the Rav would answer personal Shabbos to people there too. So every morning after davening, he would lock himself in the Beis Din Tzimmah, and he would learn till Chatzot. So one day, two people came from out of town, not knowing the Rav's practice, and they knocked on the door. And there was no answer. So they went to the Rav's house, and they knocked on the door, and then Rebbetzin answered. And they said, "We've come to see the Rav, we've come to see the lawyer Rav." So she said, "You can't see the rabbi now." She said, "The rabbina hat an aufnahme." In English, that means the rabbi has got an appointment. You're just going to have to wait till he's finished. So they went back and they sat outside the room where the Rav was learning, and at Chatzos the door opened and the Rav called them in. They looked around and there was no one there. So he said, "Rabbina, oh sorry, Herr Rabbina, we came here before and no one answered the door. We went to the Rebbetzin and the Rebbetzin said to us that the Rabbina hat an aufnahme, so there's no one here." So the Rabbi said, "The Rabbina hat an aufnahme mit Habaya Baruva. I had an appointment with Abaye Barava. I was sitting here, I was learning my Gemara, till Chatzos. I've got Abaye Barava here. I haven't got time for anybody else." That's what we do when we start the day, when we learn Torah, we have an appointment with Abaye Barava. Talking about learning Torah, I'm just going to slightly go off the point that I'll come back to in a minute. There was in the Malka Gifta. The late Tells Rosh Hashiva in Tells in Cleveland in America, he said when he used to learn in Tells back in the Haim in Litta, so the boys used to have Sedarim in Shiva, you also have Sedarim, and he used to learn in the morning, and then lunchtime they used to go out for a walk and Chazalei Gemara, and they used to walk by the fields of the local Lithuanian farmers, and the farmers used to call out to them and say, "Boys, come walk through our fields." So they used to say to them, "What do you want us to walk through your fields for? If you walk through your fields, we're going to tread on the corn, we'll ruin your crops." So the farmers, these uncultured Lithuanian farmers, they would say, "No boys, come and walk through our fields, because we know that the field that you boys walk through when you're learning your Torah, they are blessed with heavenly blessings, wrong recognition. They've got no because no fields in the surrounding areas can match what produce that grows in the field where you walk through when you're learning Torah. The Stikler in a letter he writes to someone, he writes to him as follows. He says, I haven't heard from you for a long time. You haven't written me any degree Torah. And I'm concerned. Why am I concerned? The Stikler says, I'm ready to give up. Okay, it's a big story in life. And he writes there, any person we meet during the day, whoever it is, whatever our dealings are, could be with paying a bill, it could be a business deal, whatever it is. If this person is his nishta gets the tzaddik, you don't need to talk about him anything but your business deal with him, it's mashpia. It has an influence. Every time we meet anybody, it has an influence on us. Whoever it is, you can take your car to the garage, you just ask him to fix something, it has an influence. You don't need to talk about him about anything, it has an influence. So that's right. If we go through our day and we meet many people, and these people have an influence on us, so what do we do about it? We learn Torah. Learning Torah counteracts the influence that we get from people. So I want you to write to me Divrei Torah, because if you don't write to me Divrei Torah, I'm concerned that you go around your day. I want to make sure that you're learning Torah. So the site corrects this person in the letter. There was once a boy in Yeshiva, and Rosh Yeshiva calls him in, and he said, you're learning well, you're davening well, but I'm upset that you're hanging around with other boys who are not learning as well as you do. So the Baka said, Rebbe, so what's the problem? You just said, I'm learning well, I'm davening well, so if I hang around with these boys, why does it bother you? So Rosh Yeshiva said, you do daven 3 times a day, right? He said, sure. He said, you say Shmoyne Esther, V'lam Oshinim Ati Sitro. In the middle of V'lam Oshinim, you say, V'hazeidim, that means those who mock the Torah, Sa'aker, or Shaver, or Smager. What's the translation of Sa'aker? It means to uproot. So Shaver means to break. What does Smager mean? So the boy says, I don't know, Rebbe. What does Smager mean? Rosh Yeshiva says, I don't know either. If it's next to Sa'aker, it's next to Shaver, it's nothing for you. Not too good. Vilna Gong. So we see, so we go through our day, we meet people, and they have a hashrona. So what do we do to counteract it? The Vilna Gong says in Mishlei Chof Gimel Chof Vav, he says in the pasuk, "Tana b'ni libchali, give me your heart, my son, give me your heart, ve'inecha derachai titzorna, and your eyes shall guard my way." So in that, on this pasuk, the Vilna Gong, he quotes the pasuk in Tehillim in Kuf Yotet, and the pasuk says as follows, "V'fikudecha asicha, I will speak in your pikudim, I will speak about your Torah, v'avita erchaisecha, and I will see your ways." So the Gaon explains as follows, "V'eis asicha v'fikudecha, when I speak your Torah, v'iskai v'seyasecha, and I busy myself with learning Torah, ani bad mabit misham, I see from there, leda erchaisecha, I see from when I learn Torah, to know Hashem's ways, I see from learning Torah what Hashem wants from me. Ki ha-tera mara taderach, the Torah shows the way, leilach what to go in it, levali koshal, so we should not stumble." So the Vilna Gaon says, when we learn Torah, we are shown the way we should go, that we won't stumble. You can be learning Baba Tama, you can be learning Baba Mitzia, you can be learning Baba Basra in the morning, but when you go through your day, it doesn't matter, it lightens your eyes to see things the way Hashem wants you to see them. You don't need to be learning the subject of which is in question. If you look, when a person learns Torah, his head becomes Torah-dic, and he sees from that the way he's supposed to go. And as the stipler writes in the letter, that is the way we counteract all the influences we have from people on the outside. The in Tessalotian, the Siddha Hagro, he says, so much so, if a person has a Shaila, get them Frekman alof, right? What happens if you have a question and you don't have a right to answer your Shaila? The Tessalotian, in the Siddha Hagro, he says, you can sit down and you learn. And when you feel, put your head into it, when you feel you're learning l'shem l'shma, then the think about the problem you have in question, and when you learn, you feel you're learning Torah l'shma, the idea that comes to your mind, that is Das Torah. Everybody can do it. Just have to sit down and get into it and feel you're learning Torah l'shma. So it's taking to that job. And there was once a Gifter, the late elder Rashiv, as he mentioned before, he once said a story. He explained to you the muscle, this idea of when we learn Torah, we the title of the speech was Torah Glasses. So he explained it with a motto. He said that there were two brothers. One brother lived in the city, a businessman. And he had a brother who lived, a farmer, who had a milk farm. So the brother in the city wanted to show. He invited his brother down one day. Come on, I'll show you all the sights that we have here in the city. So he took him round Big Ben, Trafalgar Square, changing of the guards, all banged up. And he took him. And then he said to him, "Come here and go now to an art museum. This is, you're going to see things you've never seen in your life." So they took him to an art museum, and he showed him some masterpieces. And his brother said to him, "I don't know what you want from me. I don't know what do you see here. All I see here is sprays of sour milk." He couldn't believe it. Oh, he schlepped him in from outside, from his farm, into the city. He's showing him these masterpieces, and he says, "All I see is sprays of sour milk." He took him into another art gallery, and he said to him, "Look at these Rembrandts and other famous things." And his brother says to him, "I don't know what you want from me. All I see is sprays of sour milk." So he looked at his brother from head to toe with his overalls, and he saw all over him was milk. And he looked at his glasses, and he says, "Look at your glasses. Your glasses have got sprays of sour milk from the farm. You've got to take those glasses off, take these ones, put them on, and you'll see things. You'll see what I'm trying to show you." Says Rabbi Gifter, "We've got to, through the day, our glasses are sprayed with sour milk from anything around. We've got to take them off. We need to put on Torah glasses. Torah brim, we put them on, and like that, we see things in a Torah perspective. When we learn Torah, we put on our Torah glasses, and we imbue ourselves with Torah energy to take us through the day and see things the way the Eibishter wants us to see it, to do things the way the Eibishter wants us to do it." And as I said before, the Torah is moedic, it has a segula. You can be learning Bava Kama, and you can have a question in something else, and your actions will be the way the Eibishter wants. You can let meet the Eibishter when we learn Torah. We live with Hashem Yisbarach. When we're learning Torah, we tread on a path that leads us to Achaim V'Hatov. Without Torah, not life, without Torah, a person is living death. With Torah, that is 11. Kihem chayenu v'orech yomenu. That is Torah. This the Chofetz Chaim once said that when you look in, you know, on a map of the world, you see Berlin, and Berlin is a big circle. You look for Radin, you won't find it. It's so small, we don't even put it there. But in Shomayim, when you look at a map, you look for Berlin, you might not even find it there. When you look for Radin, it's going to be a big circle. The Yaakov Galinsky once said, "If you want to know how small Radin was, I'll tell it to you. If you're traveling through Radin on with a horse and cart, by the time the back of the cart had got into Radin, the horse had his nose out at the other end." That's how small Radin was. But that's only in this world. When we look at things with gaseous little look, we don't look at things the way we look at the way the our surroundings look at things. Bin Olam Ha'emes in Shomayim, things are looked at different. Like the Gemara says, Olam Havachriti, we see things in this world, we look at them in Yanabelt, things look different. I just update the Moshul. When you go around in our world, you see many buildings, you see skyscrapers, you'll see in England, you'll see in America Empire State Building, you have the Twin Towers, Oliver Sholem, you have many things. But that's all in this world. When we get to Yanavel, all these things don't exist. You'll see there a big building, and you look up, you only see the name on the building. You scale the building, and he goes to the top, and you know what you'll see up there at the top of this big building? It's going to say on there, start the day the Torah way. That's how they look in Shemayim. You have a project, when Kuk Melech Zaman, the building is higher, the building reaches the clouds. Because this is what's in Shemayim, this is Choshefra. And from that we can have a bird's eye view of the whole world. We see things the way the Eibishter wants us to look at it. I must admit to you that the subject that I prepared on the period glasses has been spoken about till now, that we go through the day and we have our spots from all around, and the way to counteract it is by learning the Torah, and like that we see things in the let the Eibishter. And that subject I finished about we've got more time. I'm going to tell you a nice story about Yeshiva. It was once a Bacher came to learn in Telz. This Telz was when Shimon Scott was there in the Yeshiva. It's a different subject, but it's not connected. He came to learn in the Yeshiva, and in those times it wasn't simple to get around from a little shtetl to go to Yeshiva. Israel wanted to go to Yeshiva. He said to his parents, "I want to go to Yeshiva." So they said to him, "Kolak kavod, we can't afford your train ticket. How are you going to get there?" He says, "Against the feast, I'm going to walk." Right? So he said, "If you want to walk, you've got a few days. It's going to take you 3 days to get there. We'll give you the bread and as much as we can give you, we'll give you. But you're going to have to on the way. You're going to have to, it's going to last you 1 day or something like that. What we can afford to give you, you're going to have to ask people on the way. It doesn't matter. I'm going. It's stuck in the Yeshiva." So he started on his way, and he thought, when a Bach goes to Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva is going to ask him now for hair. You want to be accepted in Yeshiva, you're going to get for hair. So he prepared himself a black Gemara, and the whole way there, these 3 days he was going there, it wasn't easy, sleeping sometimes under a tree, or maybe he found a shul somewhere. Until he arrived there, he knew this Gemara, Yosef Avok, backwards. And he arrived there in Yeshiva, and he asked the boys, "Tell me, I've come here, I want to learn in the Yeshiva. Where's the Rosh Yeshiva's where's the office?" So he said the Rosh Yeshiva's office is in his house, the kitchen. Not the Rosh Yeshiva's office, he hasn't got any big things. So he went round to Rosh Yeshiva. Rosh Yeshiva's time was with Shimon Scott. One of the Bachim you said, one of the Bachim who learned in by Shimon, he said it's kedai to go to learning by Shimon just for the Shalom Aleichem you get at the beginning of this month. That love that you had to the Bachim was so great. So his brother comes into his Shimon and he said, "Haliyadach, when you come alone in Yeshiva." So Shimon said to him, "Right, no problem. I want to ask you two questions." So the brother thought, "This is it, two questions. This is my prayer to be accepted in Yeshiva." So Shimon said to him, "Tell me, when's the last time you slept on a bed?" So the brother said, "Rebbe, it was about 3 days ago when I left home." So Shimon said to him, "Right, I want to ask you one question." So the Bacher thought to himself, "This question is going to be on the Gemara, and this is it. I'm accepted or I'm not accepted." So Shimon said to him, "My second question to you is, when's the last time you've had a hot meal?" So the Bacher says, "Rebbe, I tell you, I can't remember." So Shimon said to him, "The Rebbe's not here at home, but look, see what I can do for you. I'll cook you something like that." So Shimon cooked him up a hot meal, whatever he could put together, and then he gave it to the Bacher. He said, "Do you want some more?" So the Bacher says, "Yeah, but I'm hungry. I haven't eaten anything for 3 days. Almost. I'm not even anything, but I haven't eaten anything for 3 days." So Shimon gave him something else to eat, and he took him in and he put him in a bed. He lay him down somewhere to sleep. And the Bacher woke. He realized that this bed was of Shimon's bed. This boy, I think his name was Mr. Friedman. He lived later in America. He said that what he went through during the war years, he doesn't wish on anybody. But the thing that kept him going was this, his seher to be accepted in Yeshiva. In Yeshiva tells him in Lita. I'll tell you something else. My late grandfather,
His name was Mr. Harry Goodman. He was a famous I got a leader of England and worldwide. He wrote something. This is something I'm telling you now. You won't see it anywhere unless you've got a copy of the Hayyarat from 1944. He writes over there, if anybody knows what that is. He writes over there, he went to the Khawar Khan. He was a youngster, he was about 23, and he led a good delegation to the Knesset Gedolah. And he went to, he was in Vienna at the time, and he went into the Chavetz Chaim. There were many Rosh Hashivas, he writes there, that wanted to see the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim said, you young Maskonim, all Rosh Hashivas, of course, they're doing wonderful work, and I have to give them my time, but you young Maskonim are my connection from this generation to the next. You I need to speak to first. And the Chavetz Chaim gave them the following message. He said to them, when Mashiach is going to come, then everybody's going to go out to greet him. You're going to have all the Rosh Hashivas are going to go out to greet Mashiach, and Mashiach is going to, of course, we'll be happy to see them. Rosh Hashivas, that's what we're living for, our Rosh Hashivas, to teach us and guide us. But he's going to show the disappointment. He's waiting for something else. And then they're going to come forward all that's gone in and issues people who do work for Klal Yisrael, and he's going to be very happy to see them. So Mashiach will still again, it's like disappointment. He's waiting for something else. And then the Chavetz Chaim said, we're going to have all the Chedin in Berach, and the girls from Beit Yaakov or any other girls' schools that you see, they're going to come forward and to greet Mashiach. And Mashiach's going to say, for you children, for you I have been waiting. This is what Mashiach wants. He wants to see the Torah being passed on from generation, and that is our guarantee that the next generation is going to be what it needs to be. And that of course starts off with everybody when they learn Torah, then the children see it and they see it later. So we've said to recap what I said before, that the idea is when a person goes through the day and we have many things that influence us, but we need something to counteract it and inspire us for Torah living, and that is when we learn Torah, as the Vilna Gaon says, the Fikadecha Asicha, when I learn Torah, that is, then I'll see the ways that Hashem wants me to lead in this world. And I thank you for having me here this morning. And stay up. Yeah.